This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Springs Police Department plans to give an update sometime today on the investigation into the mass shooting that took place late Saturday night. On NPR's Morning Edition, Police Chief Adrian Vasquez shared his message to the LGBTQ community.
The police department stands beside them and is here for their protection. And it's just, I'm absolutely heartbroken over this. It's sad, and it's really just horrific to have somebody evil like this individual doing this kind of act. But we are here for the LGBTQ community.
As of this morning, a motive is still unknown. The FBI office is in Denver assisting in the investigation. The Denver Rescue Mission is banning its employees from what it calls, quote, acting on same-sex attraction and, quote, rejection of one's biological sex. That's according to language in its newly adopted handbook. The Christian nonprofit says the latest version clarifies the organization's core values and beliefs. Employees have until the end of the month to sign off on the handbook. The Denver Rescue Mission has an $8 million contract with the city's Housing Stability Department. Arapaho and Cheyenne tribal members from Wyoming, Montana, and Oklahoma honored the opening of an exhibit on Saturday at History Colorado. The work is on the 1864 Sand Creek Massacre. The governor of both tribes, Reggie Wassenaar, says he approves.
The tribe had an input on it. It was probably the first time that something was done for the tribes, that the tribes actually had participation.
Another tribal leader said it's a big upgrade from a similar exhibit in 2012. That one was shut down a few months after it opened when tribes protested that it was done without consulting them. The museum spent $600,000 to put up this new show. This is CPR News and KRCC.